And welcome back. And we have our penultimate candidate here who's talking on the Star Sabbatical Special for Association President. And that is Tom MacArthur.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. And as we've been doing, and just a reminder that this is, of course, an interactive interview. So if you fancy asking Tom a question, get involved and ask a question on the buzz box and we'll do our best to fit it in. And just to start off with, if you'd like, Tom, would like to tell us why, to introduce yourself and tell us why you decided to run to be Association President.
Okay, well, I'll keep it short, I guess. My name's Tom MacArthur and I'm running for president. Just because I think I'll really enjoy it, for one thing, which is, I think, very important, especially in the president, because if you enjoy it, then you can just throw yourself into the work that much more and really get involved, speak to everyone, keep the momentum up all year. You know, you can't let up at any point. You just got to keep going and keep enjoying the work, and then you can just make the best of all the time you have. And I think that's something I'll be good at. And, I just want to get to work, really.
What experience do you have that would make you suitable for the role?
Well, most of my experience is based in societies. I've been doing that for years now. I've set up a couple of my own, and I've been the leader of those, the president of those societies. I've been on the committee of others. And that just gets you kind of working in the leadership role and managing different resources and managing your time and everything, but in a fun environment, you know, with goals that you set and with things that you want to accomplish. So it gives you that enthusiasm and that drive, but also the skills that you need. And I think all of that would translate really well into the role of Association President.
What, can you tell us more about those societies?
Yeah, the first one I set up with my friend Jimmy was Mostly Harmless, and that was a bit mad. That was it's a society that's entirely based on the works of Douglas Adams, so The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Dirk Gently, all of that stuff. And so we just do crazy things based around that. And then the next year, a couple of friends just kind of realized that our university doesn't have any kind of science fiction or fancy literature-based society on the go. So we started that up, and I've become the president of that this year. And yeah, just getting them both going and growing, it's been really good fun.
So what are the key points of your candidacy that you would like to hammer home, that students know what you're about?
I guess just in the short time I have now, I'll rant about communication. I always rant about communication. I know it gets talked about a lot. But the thing about communication is that it shouldn't be a big deal. It shouldn't be the kind of boring subject that comes up year after year. It should be easy to fix. Everyone's perfectly willing to talk to each other. Everyone wants to find out what's happening. I mean, you guys are doing a fantastic job of getting in there and helping move things along. So it's something that we should be able to fix. You know, the rector and the principal are very happy to try and improve the flow of information coming from them. They're very happy to hear about what the students think. You know, it's something that we have been a bit bad at this last year, and it's something that I really want to just improve as fast as possible, and then we can start tackling all the other issues.
So what direct action plans would you have to tackle that issue?
Well, we need to deal with it on three fronts, really. We need to sort out how we communicate here in the Students' Association. And so that is something that we could make really, really fun and really positive. We should definitely get SABS back on Star Radio, like the days of Phil Pass and mm-hmm. Simply the Guest. You know, that would be brilliant. We could be doing video blogs. We could be doing all sorts there. And then we need to improve how we hear about how the students are feeling. So I would really love to have more open student forums like we did last semester. That went really well. We had a good attendance and lots of people with lots to say. So clearly there is the desire to have that, and there's no reason why we couldn't get that going. And then, again, we need to improve how we talk to the university court and the people that sit on that. And obviously if I become president, I'll be on the court. But it's also about, you know, having an idea of how the principal and the rector are feeling and you know, why the decisions that are being made are being made and, you know, what's going into that. And that's something we can do easily, I think.
There's quite a lot of candidates running this year, eight in total, and six of them will be on the show today. Unfortunately, Rory was unable to come. But what makes you stand out from those other candidates?
I think it's just my enthusiasm. I think I really do just enjoy this kind of work. I definitely enjoy it a lot more than I do my academic work. Everyone that knows me knows that I'm not the best marine biologist we've got, and, you know, I've really enjoyed kind of getting myself distracted by my work in societies and that kind of thing. And it's just what I found the most rewarding of all the things I've done at St. Andrews. And so I think that I'll just be, you know, really irritating everyone in the Students' Association every day with my energy and my enthusiasm and just getting everyone working and enjoying what they do.
Now, obviously, this year it will be the 600th anniversary, and you will be, if you were to be elected, you'd be the president who would be the face of the student body during the sort of massive celebrations. Is there a particular message about St. Andrews that you'd like to send out to the wider world?
Oh, that is a good question. Yeah, I would like to really put across that St. Andrews is a fantastic community. It's, I think, an advantage we have being in a small town and a smaller community. You know, everyone knows or should know what's going on. Everyone should know each other. And we should be able to band together and really be one voice in all of the issues we want to deal with. And the 600th anniversary is a fantastic time to do that because we've got so much change coming. We've got lots of projects that are going to be getting underway using the money that's being raised. We've got the union redevelopment. And we have had some tensions this last year. We've had difficult issues. You know, we've had the fee rise and everything. We've had projects being delayed. There's been quite a lot of political tension as well. And it's led to some kind of fracturing within the community. But I think now is the time just to kind of try and get past all that and bring everyone back together and, you know, just tackle the future together as really as one university.
You talk about politics there, and I think a lot of people would assess the current, the past year, the way the sabbaticals have worked, they have perhaps made the union a lot more political in its stance. Is that something you'd be keen to continue, or is it something you'd be keen to get away from?
Sort of neither, really. I mean, I don't want to continue the way we have been going. I feel that with a new team of sabbaticals coming in, that is a very good time to slow things down, to reassess what we're doing, how we're working. And so, I mean, I feel in the last year it did get very political, and there are students out there who feel that the action being taken and the decisions being made didn't necessarily reflect how they felt. And so it is a good time to kind of slow up, talk to everyone, and decide how we want to move forward together. And that's kind of a long-term thing. I mean, the rise in the RUK fees has turned into a bit of a long game, I feel. It's not something that we're going to change anytime soon. So we should decide, well, what is our stance going to be on that over the next few years? Do we want to maybe think about joining the NUS or something like that? And it is a big decision, and it's something that everyone should feel that they're getting a say in. So again, it's just all about bringing everyone together and having a go at it together.
So you've been probably encountering a lot of student media this week, and you mentioned about communications and the great work that we do here at STAR. How would you engage with student media, especially now it's expanded over the last year? Would you want to sort of incorporate what's going on in the union more so? Because that's how a lot of students get their information.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's been fantastic in the last year, especially, like you said, everything has been expanding. It's been really good. And it is a good way of getting people involved and letting them know what's happening. And I think that more than anyone, it is the president's role to be a part of that, to have to have a presence in every meeting and to be on the ball with all the committees and know what's happening so that they can be a good spokesperson, really, to everyone, including the media, and be just a good kind of middle person, being everywhere at once so that we always have the right, you know, messages going out and that, we're getting our facts straight for one thing. We've seen, for instance, the changes in the Kate Kennedy Club and everything recently. Things move very quickly and then sometimes messages get a bit mixed up and there's confusion. And that's something that we should be able to avoid. And I think, you know, if I'm the president in those kind of situations, I just want to be on the ball and make sure that everyone knows what's happening and continue that good work.
So election week is in itself probably a test of organisation and imagination. How's the week been for you?
It's been good, actually. I really enjoyed it. It has been a good test of my ability to keep organised. iCal has been running my life for a good month now. It's gotten ridiculous. I'm pretty sure I actually managed to crash iCal at one point on my laptop. And I fully expect to need to upgrade if I do get the job. In fact, I was looking into a new piece of software that got me probably a little bit too excited, but it is fantastic. You do all these nifty things. It's like having six diaries at once. But no, I am generally very organized. And this has been a good way to learn from that and improve my skills. And it's still been fun. I think I was organized enough early on for it to be fun, which is the main thing with this week. You've got to be able to enjoy it.
So that you were one of your first candidates to get your nomination. Then had you been planning for a long time to be president?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there just seems no reason to hold back, really. Might as well just go for it from the beginning. But yeah, this has been in the works for me for a while. I've got a fantastic team who have been absolutely brilliant and have been slowly... I don't want to use the word conscription, but they knew they were going to get dragged into it a while ago. But they have been absolutely phenomenal. And so they've been really helpful in getting organized over the last few weeks and painting banners and T-shirts and all of that stuff. So, yeah, good fun.
And now another question we've been asking all the candidates mm-hmm. this evening is... is there a particular public figure or a political figure who you sort of take inspiration from or who you at least admire for their leadership style?
To be honest, no. Not really. Yeah.
Or maybe like an author or I wouldn't want to say celebrity, but a famous person who you could admire for their skills. It's quite a tricky question.
It is tricky, yeah.
But last year we had some good answers.
To be honest,
or a mantra you live your life by.
The first thing that comes to mind actually is just some fantastic Churchill quotes. But I don't think I can go there because I'm not going to get away with comparing myself to Churchill.
Someone last year did say Churchill.
Yeah.
You're not exactly comparing yourself, but you can still admire them.
No. I mean, I think I have quite a unique way of doing things. And so, nothing in particular, really. I'm not sure if that's a good answer or not, but we'll see.
Your own thing.
No, all about my own thing, I guess.
I think we'll bring the interview to a close now.
Sure.
You've answered our questions very well. And as we've done with all the candidates, we've asked you to suggest a song that either goes with your campaign or represents you or something like that. So to finish off with, if you'd just like to introduce that song and tell us why you've chosen it today.
Okay, well, I've chosen New Shoes by Palmzini, and I think it does kind of sum up my idea that we're looking for a fresh start this year, and we're just looking to slow things down a bit and rewind and then just start over with some new ideas. And also, it's just a catchy song that I've had stuck in my head for the last few days, so that was probably the main reason.
On Tuesday, I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my day-to-day life. So I quickly opened the wardrobe, pulled out some jeans and a t-shirt that seemed clean. Topped it off with a pair of old shoes that were ripped around the seams. And I thought these shoes just don't suit me. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. No short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine and I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So wearing my brand new shoes. Woke up late one Thursday and I'm seeing stars as I'm rubbing my eyes and I feel